You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
In their debut season, Bolton Futsal have taken the partially sighted Football League by storm. Joining me now from the club is RNIB's very own Neil Atkinson. Neil, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Al. Yeah, glad to be back.
Well, we'll get to the incredible season you're having in a moment. But first of all, how did the team come about?
So Bolton, the partially sighted football team, formed at the start of this season. So, yeah, summer 2025. They're affiliated and part of the wider Bolton Futsal Club. So not like Bolton Wanderers, but Bolton Futsal Club, who are, yeah, one of the biggest and best futsal teams in the UK. They actually won the NFS, the kind of Division 1 last year, and have played in the Champions League for futsal as well. So they're quite a big team. They have a women's team. They have loads of development teams as well. And then they decided, through one of our players at Merseyside, played for one of their development teams, and they decided they would make a partially sighted team to compete in our league as well. So yeah, it's quite cool to be affiliated and part of a wider club as well.
And you've well and truly made your mark on the partially sighted football league this season, going unbeaten to clinch the league title. It's an incredible record.
Yeah, it was great. To be honest, we didn't quite expect it. We knew we had some good players in the team, but it's quite a young team, and that was deliberate. We started the Bolton Futsal team where, it sounds scary to say, but I'm probably, along with Liam, the two most experienced players playing kind of 8 or 9 years now. But we've got 4 or 5 boys in the team that are really new to the partially sighted league, like within a couple of seasons or even their first season. So, it was a deliberate thing for us to try and maybe create a little bit more of a development team and kind of help these younger players along who are in the England pathway and hopefully see them develop as players and into that development, into the England kind of senior side, but also, along with that, maybe get some success. So yeah, it was a little bit, we didn't expect to win what we did this season, but it's been great and the guys have worked really hard for it.
The team also won this season's McGrath Charitable Cup. What do you think this early success has done for the team?
Yeah, it's just great, especially there's a couple of, as I say, a couple of younger ones. There's a boy, Harry, that's in the team that's young and he's really new to futsal and he's really eager to learn. So for him to win something really early and for us to see how much it means for him is really great, and then he'll have such a great experience going into next season and into disability cups, and then hopefully he's on the England pathway, and I really hope that he can kind of continue to develop. He's only just turned 18, you know, and that's what's great. So yeah, it's meant a lot to us. The senior guys, we've won things in the past and it always means a lot, but it probably means more seeing it for them and them kind of getting their first trophies and first medals.
And what are some of the challenges for you, Neil? You're based in Scotland, but the team trains in Salford. Is it difficult to get the chance to train and take part in games?
Yeah, so we don't often really hold any training. We're going to try and get some stuff in the summer because it's, just the logistics. There's a few of them that are able to train and play with the kind of Bolton mainstream development stuff. But I get my fix from that, from playing in the Scottish League up here, just in the kind of recreational league, amateur league futsal up here in Edinburgh. So I kind of get my training and fitness through that, as well as then going down to the partially sighted league and the cups that we play, along with the England stuff as well, which is kind of dropped in between there each month.
And what's futsal like across the UK now? It seems to be a sport that's really growing in popularity.
Yeah, particularly down in England, it's pretty big. The NFS is such a big league, and yeah, the winners go on and play in the Champions League and trips abroad, and then there's the England mainstream futsal team. There's a Scottish futsal team as well. It's not quite as developed up here in Scotland. There is a Super League, which is good, but it's much more organised and kind of developed down in England. But it's really competitive and growing.
Bolton Futsal will now head to St George's Park to compete in the EE Disability FA Cup on Saturday, the 27th of June. Neil, you'll be up against Birmingham Futsal, who won the competition last year. How do you feel going into the final?
Yeah, we're excited. Again, it's for a lot of the guys, it's their first one. I think it's maybe my sixth or seventh time playing in it. Liam, he's played in a few, and quite often it'll be us against Birmingham. We've done that with Merseyside, and I've played against Birmingham for Scorpions and things like that. So quite often it's Birmingham we're playing. So we're just excited, and I'm really looking forward for the other guys to experience it. It's such a great day with your family, and it's a bit of a reward at the end of the season. As much as we really want to win it, I think last year's game, Merseyside versus Birmingham, showed that it's so competitive, so high level, and actually it's just more of an advert for our partially sighted game, and more than anything, on the day we want to win it, but actually just going up, it'll be a great game, us against Birmingham. They've got great players all across England squad, and they're fantastic. So we'll see. But I just want our guys to kind of go out and show what we can do. We've got the better of Birmingham the last couple of tournaments. So there's no reason why we can't win on the 27th of June.
For people who might be interested in trying futsal for themselves, where's a good place to start?
Yeah, well, you can look up your local futsal team. So I would really encourage anybody who is partially sighted and maybe have dropped out the 11-a-side mainstream game. That's quite often the story, is people, the pitch being so big and outdoor conditions can be really difficult for someone who's partially sighted to continue to play that sport. So futsal is a great alternative. I actually prefer it to football. I think it's such a fast-paced, exciting, technical sport, but actually it's got a lot of adaptations for people who are partially sighted. As I say, it's indoors, you can control the lighting, it's a heavier ball, doesn't fly around the room so much. So I would encourage anybody to just look up their local futsal team in general, mainstream team, go along, give it a shot. And then also, if you can inquire about the most local or any futsal, partially sighted futsal team, because it doesn't need to be local. We all meet in the same place every month and we all play against each other. So the region of where that team is based doesn't actually matter. You can just go and play in the tournament. And there's an Open Cup at the start of every season, which you can just go along. There's no pressure. You can just join a team, try it out that day. And if you win, you win. If you don't, you enjoy it, whatever it is, then you can continue. So, just inquire about local futsal teams and our partially sighted. We're all over social media as well, so you can look up Partially Sighted Football League.
Well, all six finals of the EE Disability FA Cup will be broadcast live on TNT Sport on Saturday the 27th and Sunday the 28th of June. Neil Atkinson, we wish you and the Bolton Partially Sighted Futsal side all the best for the final, and thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Al.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.